The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I am Ira Melman in Washington with Time for Technology. Experts warn that spending too much time with smartphones is eroding our family and social life. The world's biggest smartphone manufacturer, Apple, has heard that warning and has announced some new features for iPhones that will help people get back their lives, they say. At its annual conference in San Jose, California, Apple also unveiled a host of small improvements, including a bit of augmented reality. We get more from VOA's George Pudich.
And today,
control of the time spent on the iPhone will come in the form of an app called Screen Time. Apple's chief of software development, Craig Federighi, says the Do Not Disturb feature will let users disconnect from cyberspace.
It's really detailed. You get deep insight on how much time you're spending, where you're spending it, and even how your use breaks down during the day.
It's a digital well-being initiative, says Brian Blau of the research company Gartner.
What that means is Apple's recognized, I think, through some pressure in the industry, that people can get addicted to their smartphones and their mobile technology.
Parents will be able to limit the time their children spend on apps such as Instagram. But Apple still wants to keep iPhone users happy, so it's also adding a host of small features, ranging from a way to insert selfies into a document,
hey everybody,
to a group FaceTime, allowing simultaneous video chat with up to 32 participants. And the walkie-talkie feature, which lets you talk instantly with another person using the same app. On top of all that, there's a bit of augmented reality. For instance, it will be possible to measure objects directly on the screen.
That means you're going to be able to hold your smartphone up and get information about the world around you, exactly where you're standing at and what you're looking at.
The new software will be available this autumn, and surprisingly, it will be compatible with older devices back to iPhone 6. George Pudich, VOA News.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Make sure you join us next week for another edition of Time for Technology. And also be sure to stay up to date on what's happening in the world at voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.